HarperCollins presents The Shop Witch's Quest by Aisha Bushby. Read by Sue Elliott Nichols. Chapter 1. Witchwares Emporium. In a land of monsters and magic, there were two sorts of people. First, there were the heroes who protected everyone from danger and went on brave adventures to fight epic battles. Then, there were the witches, who lived peaceful lives filled with practical magic and clever potions. It was the witches who made sure everything worked as it should. Laurel was a 13-year-old shop witch who sometimes wished she was a hero. She wanted to go on adventures, to climb tall mountains and fight dragons, but instead she was stuck looking after her parents' magic shop. The magic shop was in the village of Elfingham, and it was called Witch Wares Emporium. Inside, it was like a maze, and instead of a roof, it had a huge glass dome that spilled light into every corner. The shelves were packed with things like magic wool that you could use to weave magic clothes, and jars to store memories you didn't want to forget. On the floor of the shop were armchairs that hid your most special secrets, umbrellas with silver linings to protect you from bad thoughts, and rugs to sweep your problems under. Laurel's parents had nipped out for the morning to go to the town meeting about the dragon crossing. The crossing happened every year, but the witches needed to check that everyone knew what they had to do. The fire witches needed to be ready to put out fireballs, and the dung witches had to clean up all the dragon poop. Laurel's parents had to make sure their shop was stocked with everything the other witches needed to do their jobs. Laurel had been waiting all morning for a customer, but so far the only person who'd come in was the seam witch. She had delivered a new set of red velvet curtains that could predict the weather. The shop was often empty now, because a big shopping centre had opened just outside the village, and everyone went there instead. "I'm bored," said Laurel to Bedlam, her cat. Bedlam was Laurel's familiar, a companion that every witch had. "I've been cleaning all morning," Laurel continued, "and there's still loads to do. Maybe I'll use a spell to dust the shelves. It'd be much quicker."
"No!" yelled Bedlam. "The last time you tried to do that, you made your father's eyebrows vanish. We can't afford to have all of the shop's items vanish too."
"His eyebrows grew back, didn't they?"
Sample complete. Ready to continue?